quite expensive to
yeah.
put together a medical office building.
I bet. Thank you for sharing that. Tom, what advice or resources can you give to students who are interested in pursuing a career in line with what you've done, being involved with facilities and planning?
Well, that's a good question. Once an area in looking at Santa Cruz is mature, the opportunities for new construction is pretty minimal because you've already invested so much and you now have the square footage and the facility space to meet the needs of the patients and the physicians and staff. At the time that I was working for Sutter and Palo Alto Medical Foundation, many physicians that were solo practitioners in the community were retiring or leaving. And so it's probably true throughout all of California and most states as well. If a physician comes out of practice, there's unlikely the opportunity or the desire to set up their own private office. It's too expensive. They've got medical debt. And by aligning themselves with large groups, it allows them to practice medicine, which they went to school for, and then they don't have to worry about running a business and incurring more debt. So it's not to say there isn't a need for this type of work. It's just that it's probably not as much of a demand going forward. The other thing that's changing is technology. So my advice to anyone wanting to get into facility construction and all that would be to, there are programs at Cal Poly and I think at Chico and others that construction management, the opportunity to not only do medical space, but also general office space and specialty space, that type of construction is going to be ongoing just given the nature of how technology changes.
That makes sense. What advice could you give to someone who is unsure about their career path?
Well, that's a really